Governments across Europe are expressing growing concern over reports that their peacekeepers in the Balkans may have been sickened by exposure to weapons containing depleted uranium. In Kosovo, where the weapons were used during the NATO air war, the issue is consuming the efforts of Bernard Kouchner, the outgoing UN administrator of the province. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Pristina.
Bernard Kouchner held his last meeting today with the Kosovo Transitional Council, a multi-ethnic body of local residents that advises the UN administration here. When Kouchner brought up the issue of depleted uranium, several members of the council pressed the High Commissioner to move on to other topics. Most Kosovar Albanians and the majority of military personnel based here do not believe depleted uranium is a serious health risk. In fact, members of the Kosovo Transitional Council are accusing left-wing Europeans of creating a climate of chaos in order to push for NATO's withdrawal from Kosovo. At a joint UN-NATO press conference today, KFOR spokesman Richard Cusack denied that depleted uranium is a health hazard.
There is no proof it's a health hazard so far. People in the U.S., you have uranium miners who have been working over there for 30 years without any problem. And depleted uranium is already half the radioactivity of this natural uranium, is not even higher than some granite rocks.
Yesterday, UN Administrator Kouchner went to Klina, a town in western Kosovo that was heavily bombed during NATO's 1999 air campaign against Yugoslavia. Kouchner vowed to mark potentially dangerous sites, but dismissed initial fears raised over the danger of depleted uranium ordnance. He said, "In my humble experience as the French health minister for 10 years, I think there is no real risk." At today's UN-NATO press conference, UN spokeswoman Susan Manuel said that KFOR, NATO's military force in Kosovo, doesn't have the resources to seal off all 112 sites believed to have been hit by armaments containing depleted uranium.
These sites are apparently quite vague and difficult to see. This could be very vague in general areas, and as it was explained to me by KFOR, they felt they didn't have the resources to do that. But there may be a reconsideration of that decision now.
KFOR has already sealed off 30% of the areas hit by armaments containing depleted uranium because of other problems in those areas, like landmines. Despite fears across Europe about depleted uranium exposure, peacekeepers in Pristina insist that depleted uranium is a necessary component for armor-piercing weaponry. One German soldier said, risk or no risk, he wouldn't want to engage in battle unless he was equipped with depleted uranium-enhanced armaments. That's because, he said, in the long run, they'd keep him safer in combat. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.